Hey, and welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about tokusatsu, not just Kamen Rider. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And this week we had a smorgasbord, the same as we do every week. I've been saying that a lot. We watched Kamen Rider Ghost episode 37, Animal Sentai Juojur episode 19, and Kamen Rider Amazons episode 12. Liam, why don't you guide us through the fun-filled, magical show for two-year-olds that is Kamen Rider Ghost, episode 37.
Okay, so this week on the Kamen Rider... Spectre
has... Are you tired, Liam?
Tired of this show. Spectre has a fight against himself, and he wins, I think, but he has a heart attack, which knocks him unconscious. That stretches out over, like, half the episode, but that's really all that happens. He has a fight in an underpass... And Akari...
My favorite part of the episode, by the way.
It's the best. I want to talk more about that later. I want to talk more about everything in this episode later. So Akari wins the audition, if you remember, from last week, and she's so happy about it. But Honomi, the leader of the current idol group, is upset that Akari isn't serious enough about pursuing her idol ambitions. And she runs off, and Takeru has to convince her...
What the fuck is with Japan and this idol shit?
I guess it's kind of... I mean... It's just pop music, you know? We got it here. We got our Drake. We got
I don't
Kanye.
Know. If fucking Kanye West slept over at Drake's house, there wouldn't be, like, a burning down of his house afterwards because he ruined his fucking virtue.
Did I tell you about that one idol that got caught?
Yeah, I'm referencing
that. So she's so... Akari isn't taking her idol ambitions seriously enough, so Takeru has to convince Honomi... that Akari is very serious about becoming a successful idol.
Which she's not, because this is a ploy
I just
the whole
step
time.
Back. I want to take a step back and remind everyone that this is a show about ghosts and fighting ghost monsters. So
the whole fucking episode, they're like, Akari is serious about her goals to become an idol. No, she's not!
It's a ploy that she gives up on anyways.
Like... Last episode, she was straight up like, I'm gonna infiltrate and, like, force my way into it for some reason.
For some reason. To investigate.
So that I can find out who's behind it. But in this episode, she's like, no, I'm gonna become a real idol. And I've wanted to forever.
So it's been my dream since the beginning of the show, don't you remember?
It's been my dream since the beginning of the episode.
So she practices real hard. And she practices so hard. And Honomi helps her. And she becomes the perfect idol, and meanwhile...
She practices so hard that she stops being the worst singer on Earth and is the best singer on Earth.
Yeah.
Over the span of one day.
20 minutes is all it takes. She practices real hard and becomes an amazing idol, and Alan learns how to jump in the other dimension. He's got to jump.
He's taught how to hold down the Z trigger and jump while running.
I wish I was exaggerating or something, but no, he sees the three animals jumping, he's like, I gotta learn how to fucking do that. So they jump in a row, they all jump in a row, for like...
Well, it turns out at the end that they were practicing for a team attack that none of them knew about.
Yeah, not even Alan, it was a hunch, it was a really lucky hunch that paid off really well. So, lucky for him, so he learns how to jump, and Akari learns how to sing, and this is the bulk of the episode, really. And they go to the concert, and Akari pretends to twist her ankle so that Honomi can go out and fulfill her dream of being the idol. And then Alan beats Javert in a fight. They just bump into each other in a forest, and they fight. And then the tornado Ganmizer appears, and Takeru kills it. And that's the end of the episode. So, Jeff...
I love how the tornado Ganmizer appears, too.
He's watching.
Takeru's just like, oh, wait, I'm on an action show. There's a monster coming.
Uh-oh. Guys, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Just let me kill this guy real quick. So the tornado Ganmizer... Because... killed.
Yeah, because every time he kills one of these things, they never come back.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, he's gone for good. They're totally not going to reuse that suit. He's
dead.
So
I
Jeff,
love how Adele was so fucking, like, upset about it. Like, this is the fourth time.
Fuck.
Why does it matter?
Oh.
Why does it matter?
Adele decides to fuse with the Ganmizers. That's another thing that happens this episode.
Yeah. The Ganmizer, like, one of them walks out and says, hey, you wanna fuck a fuse? And
it's gonna help us somehow.
He's like, yeah.
He goes for 18 minutes throughout the course of the episode. He goes, and then at like the 20-minute mark, yeah.
It keeps cutting back to him, and he's got, like, a list of pros and cons on a whiteboard. And...
So, Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider Ghosts 37?
I hated it.
Me too. We should be friends.
Well, this would be the first time we'd be friends.
Oh.
This fucking episode, man, it, like, I laughed at it a lot. I will say that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's got a lot of unintentional comedy.
I laughed at it for unintentional comedy, but mostly just for what it was. Like, the core concepts behind it, that some writer sat down and was like, you know what, I really want to write, like, a drama show about some idols.
It and reminds
The person in charge was like, no, you have to write Kamen Rider Ghost. He's like, I'll fucking show you.
We'll see about that. It reminds me of a small arc that happens in Kamen Rider Kabuto, where one of the worms disguises themselves as a singing lady and then forgets that they're a worm and turns into a singing lady, and there's, like, a whole episode about her trying to make it to the audition and get the practicing just right. And this is the same thing, where, like, somebody is writing a J-drama show, and they have a really paper-thin connection to the actual show, but they're like, I want to make an episode about some idol. I think they got the girl who plays Hanomi is an idol or something.
Probably.
And they were like, we gotta have an idol plot about her, we can't just have her character not be an idol for some reason. So,
everybody knows she's an idol. It'll ruin the perfectly laid out, crafted world that we're creating for Kamen Rider Ghost.
So the show bends around her to accommodate this strange real-life development. It's the weirdest thing. And the conflict of the episode ends up not being about the mind-reading powers, or not even really being about the Ganmas or the Ganmisers. It's about this girl trying to realize her ambitions as an idol.
She doesn't even mind-read anybody in this
It doesn't happen
episode.
In this episode. There's a throwaway line at the end. Oh, it was a side effect of the bracelets. Steve Jobs fixed it. It's fine.
The funniest thing that I literally laughed out loud about is that Akari was like, yeah, it's a side effect of the bracelets. Steve Bills took care of it. And it shows her fucking hugging him. And I laughed so hard at that. It's like, he's obviously not behind any of the stuff that continuously happens at his organization.
She still doesn't know. There's Ganmas living in the building.
Like, Igor just shows up right fucking next to her. He's been there the whole time. You know what this plot reminded me of?
What?
Kamen Rider The Next.
Oh, yeah.
Which has a huge, huge subplot? It's actually the plot.
This is the A plot. Don't beat around the bush.
Yeah, it's the plot of Kamen Rider The Next, if you haven't seen it, which, good, don't, is about an idol who everyone loves, who, if you listen to her song, coincidentally, you die 7 days later. This movie is nothing like The Ring.
Yeah, please don't sue us.
And 7 days later you die, and most of the movie is taken up by the corporation that made the girl an idol trying to replace her.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl, like, practicing to be the idol.
So this is
Somebody would have thrown Hanomi down some stairs into an electrical box.
Can you imagine if her bandmates threw her down the stairs and burned her face? And she became a horrible, horrible beast?
That's, like, the only difference between this and The Next is the plots differ at a point. They, like, split. Where if her bandmates would have just been more of bitches, they would have pushed her down the stairs into an electrical box.
Just slightly more awful people. That's not resolved either, really. I thought there would be a scene where Hanomi stands next to them and hears them be like, oh, I feel bad about the things I said earlier.
Technically, there is a scene like that. It's just, it's like, its conveyance to the audience is terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible because they act the same way they've always acted. The only way we knew they were horrible people before was by listening to their thoughts. They act same in this episode as before.
No, we do hear their thoughts. I'll take it back. We do hear their thoughts once. It's when they're dancing on stage and singing, and you hear, like, voiceover. But it's not conveyed to the audience well enough that she's hearing their thoughts.
Oh.
It sounds like it's something that's happening later. To each other.
I didn't fucking get that. I'm too stupid for this show.
Yeah, it's highbrow. It's a really highbrow series.
Ghost is pretty, it's too complicated for me. I should stop watching it.
I second that notion. We should both stop watching it. What is the point of this episode? What does this episode do to further Kamen Rider Ghost as a series?
Adele.
Javert's still alive.
Javert's still around. Adele decides to fuse with the Ganmisers. That's it. That's what
Adele
happens.
Fusing with the Ganmisers could have been an entire episode. Think about that. Think about the way a normal episode of a kids' series works. At the beginning of the episode, the Ganmiser could have come up to Adele and been like, hey, if you fuse with us, you'll be like the most powerful motherfucker that ever lived. Let's fuse. And he'd be like, of course, I'm a two-dimensional villain. Let's sure. fuse. And then he shows up and he beats the shit out of Ghost and all of his stupid friends. And somehow, through contrivance, Ghost and his friends get away. And at the end of the episode, they're like, how are we gonna defeat Adele? And then it's like, to be continued.
Yeah, or like, you fuse with the Ganmisers, but you have to sleep for 24 hours. And they're like, oh, this is our chance. Let's go and see if we can get him while he's asleep. But then they fucking fuck it up, and he wakes up.
It's weird that I was more invested in the storyline of Thundercats, a toy commercial from the 1980s, than I am Ghost, a toy commercial from 2016.
So there's a whole subplot in this episode, plot being in gigantic quotation marks, about Makoto fighting a clone of himself, and the clone...
He fights the clone, the clone disappears, the clone shows up again, and then they fight again. It happens three times.
But the clone, there's a line we were talking about last episode, the clone says, how do you know... You're not. How do you know that you're the real Makoto and I might be the real?
I don't fake. Fucking disappear into ghost particles when I die.
I may be evil and can heal myself instantly and ghost in and out of existence, but maybe you're the fake Makoto, not me.
Like that was completely unnecessary. Like, I was waiting for that line, and when it happened, I was like, oh, awesome, but then he fucking fades into nothing. And I was like, of course you're not the real Makoto.
At least Makoto isn't stupid enough to fall for it.
He is falling for it.
He's like, I'm Makoto, and then he has a heart attack.
Yeah, it also probably would have been a little better for the audience if he didn't have a heart attack immediately afterwards so that we know that they're drawing these clones from him.
Yeah. Well, it's the takoyaki diet catching up to him. It's all that fat.
Clogging his arteries. I would have fucking loved this subplot. If other Makoto would have been like, how do you know that you're the real Makoto? And Makoto goes, oh, like he did. And then they fight, and other Makoto fucks off. And he doesn't lose. Like, they fight to a stalemate, and then other Makoto fucks off. And then real Makoto is like, oh my god, maybe he's right.
That would have been fine. If he doesn't like, show off that he's a weird ghost clone at all. But he gives the audience huge reason to believe that he is, in fact, a ghost clone.
Well, you don't want to upset the children that are watching the show. You don't want the children at home to go, what if he's not the real Makoto? Oh, no!
You don't want to hurt their poor, precious brains.
They might not buy Kamen Rider Spectre action figures, TM.
Yeah, you gotta sell those figures somehow.
I love that I got to see Spectre's base suit for a minute.
For a minute, yeah, it was there. This episode also introduces the Gan hand? What is it called? Necrom has his own grabber.
It's Spectre's fucking grabber painted white.
But it's got an icon slot in it, too. In the
Who
front
cares?
Of it.
He's Who got a grabber. Who cares about any of this shit?
It doesn't explain it at all. He just pulls out a grabber. And he just has his own white grabber.
And he grabs Javert's arm. Which is hilarious.
They only did it once with the original grabber. Too, and it was every bit as good. Because, like, what else are you going to do with a big stupid hand? You grab him with it from a distance.
I was waiting for him to use the hand, like, Three Stooges bit. Like, wave it in front of his hand, like, and smack him. I'm so burnt out on this show. Like, I watch this show completely straight-faced now, for the most part. Every now and then I laugh at it.
Yeah. Everything I did like about this episode was pullover from past episodes.
Yeah.
I liked Onari's afro personality.
I don't care.
I like that. I liked the recurring theme of Akari smacking Igor.
I do like that.
Just so unceremonious. She's like, you again. And he's like, fuck. Ow. And he disappears.
Three times. I'm like, aren't you like a really powerful monster man? Can you just kill her? Whatever. I actually was really looking forward to the clone Makoto thing, and they fucked it already.
They fucked it so fast.
Dude, Could you imagine how great of a storyline the last, like, 10 episodes or whatever would be for Makoto if it turned out he was a ghost clone?
Oh my
god.
And
the evil Makoto was the real Makoto? That would be some real fucking, like, drama in this series.
It could be, like, that was why Makoto was such a dick early on, because he was truer to the real Makoto, and then he grew away from it. But then the real Makoto is an actual shithead.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be great. And you'd have, like I said last time, you'd have that great character development for Kanan, even, where she has to decide whether she wants to stick with the ghost clone of her brother, who isn't her real brother, or deal with her real brother, who's a huge fucking asshole,
yeah,
an evil man.
Some kind of actual moral quandary, where we
instead,
don't know what she might pick.
He's just obviously a ghost clone, and he's there to make Makoto have a seizure.
Yeah. Oh, well. Lost potential.
That's Ghost's tagline.
Ghost has a lot of taglines. We've accumulated a lot of taglines for Ghost.
That would be the name of the Ghost movie, really,
lost
if I was
potential.
In charge of it. Kamen Rider Ghost, Lost Potential.
Kamen Rider Ghost, The 100 Icons, and The Lost Potential.
That would actually be a pretty good title for a Ghost movie, since he's supposed to have infinite potential or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's always harping on about how mankind's potential is the best.
Yeah, the thing about fucking infinite potential, and I've pointed this out before, is potential doesn't mean jack shit if you don't do anything with it.
Yeah, Ghost, the show, had infinite potential. And the suits are still pretty cool. I like the aesthetics,
yeah.
the belt sounds, but that's not important. That stuff's not important. It's window dressing. The actual show is balls.
I love the base ghost suit and specter suit, and the upgrades are all pretty alright.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sounds that Infinite Soul makes.
Yeah, I like Infinite Soul a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But they're just suits. You know, they're pretty to look at, but there's nothing inside that's completely vapid.
There's no... that. Like, the suits aren't the meat of the show.
It's like my high school girlfriend... She's pretty to look at, but there's nothing inside.
Nothing going on in there.
I was really excited about Makoto.
Yeah.
I was really excited about that plot. They fucked it.
The rest of the episode
was idle bullshit that no one cares about outside of Japan.
I have a question about the idle bullshit. So Akari's plan is to be an idol so that she can infiltrate the company. And then she quits being an idol.
Was that Akari's plan?
Yeah, she said she was going to infiltrate the company and investigate by pretending to be an idol. That's why Steve Bills got her in. That's why Steve Bills was in on the plan. So she joins the idol company. And then on her first concert, she's like, I'm just going to abandon this whole plan.
Just you know, I can't blame the writers for not remembering that that's her plot, because I forgot. Like, I'm sure the writers care about as much about the series as we do.
They forgot the story of the show. They just forgot.
I like how right about now they're like, oh shit, we need a final villain, right? We can't just have it be like a Ganmiser. Well, fuck it, we'll have the Ganmisers fuse with Adele.
Yeah, it will be a Ganmiser. Fuck off. Shut your ass.
Also, in the preview for the next episode, Gyro is back.
Yeah.
He's not actually dead.
Thank God.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Seiji Takiwa.
That was wasted potential. But yeah, he's back. Maybe he'll do something this time.
He's back. He's there so that he can die. That's his purpose.
Well, is there a new form coming next? No, there's no more new forms.
There's no more new forms.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. He's got to die, though. He can't just hang around.
He's got to die. You know what would be neat if... because like everybody in the Ganon world has a human base that I assume they took from the human world. I want to learn about who Javert was before he was Javert, or who Gyro was before he was Gyro. Like, who were they when they snatched him up and made them into, you know, they put him in the box and
yeah,
they make
but who,
the ghost?
Who says that they snatched him up? Maybe they came willingly.
Okay, but who were they before they came is what I'm curious about. Or maybe they were born there?
Javert was a wrestler. It was his job to make the other wrestlers look good.
He was an actual jobber.
He was a jobber for a living.
It looks like Gyro was a jobber, too. They know how to pick him.
Gyro was a suit actor in Tokusatsu.
Yeah, well, he was already so athletic, he would make a great ghost minion. That's plot.
Oh.
You can do that. You can fill up your show. They obviously need something to fill the show with. I gave it to you.
This has nothing to do with Ghost.
Okay.
Since Ghost sucks, I'm gonna tangent off.
Go for it.
I watched all of the original Garo series.
Oh.
Recently.
Yeah.
I'm about to start Makai Senki.
Okay.
Or whatever it's pronounced, the second season. I'll watch both movies, but there is a character in Garo who is like a butler to the people in charge of the Makai Knights. And he's just a white guy.
Okay.
And I was super interested in who the hell he was. And it turns out, like, he's a super ridiculously awesome martial arts fighter in the show. Like, he beats the hell out of the main characters constantly.
Oh, wow.
And he does all sorts of fucking flips and shit. And it's obviously him. Garo uses stunt people for the actors, for the most part.
Yeah.
So that they can do all their own stunts. And I looked him up. His name is Mark Musashi.
Ooh, that's a cool name.
He is a suit actor in Japan.
Oh.
He was raised in America. He's half Japanese, and he's a suit actor in Japan. He actually was the suit actor for Zero, the other Makai Knight in Garo. Ooh. That's why Zero never fights his butler guy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it turns out he was actually the suit actor for Kamen Rider 2 in Kamen Rider the First.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He's got a ton of like stuff like that where he's been a suit actor and shit, especially movies. And I feel really sorry for him because he relocated a while back to Los Angeles to be like a stuntman and stuff.
Yeah.
And his credits go from like Kamen Rider the First, Kamen Rider whatever, this big time movie that needed like a stunt coordinator, to moves to Los Angeles. Stunt coordinator, Disney Channel, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, no.
But I just thought it was super fucking cool that there's a dude who was raised in America who's like a suit actor.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. I must say I love the name Mark Musashi. It sounds like a King of Fighters character.
It does, doesn't it? It's not his real name.
Oh, I figured. It's too cool to be anyone's real name.
I think his real name is actually cooler than that.
Is it?
His name is actually Masaru Edward Fullenwider Musashi.
I like that.
Better known by the stage name Mark Musashi. He is a wushu martial artist and a stuntman.
That's pretty cool.
And he's apparently like done a bunch of like wushu martial arts competitions where he's placed. So he's pretty much my hero now.
Well, yeah, it's good. You found a new role model.
He's great. Maybe I could be the stunt coordinator on the Wizards of Waverly Place.
You finally found a role model to replace Takeru Tenkuji.
What?
You know, your previous role model.
Is that Ghost? Is that his real name?
That's the character. Takeru Tenkuji.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what his last name is because I don't fucking care about his character at all.
What character?
Exactly.
Oh.
So that's enough not about Ghost.
I'm done talking about Ghost too. You want to hear some news?
I hear we have a fucking mountain load of news this
time. We have a cavalcade of news. Kamen Rider X8 will be officially unveiled next month.
Yeah, I can't wait to get away from Ghost.
Hopefully it'll be unofficially unveiled sooner than that. We usually get, like, set photos or
something
like that sooner. So I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I can't wait to be disappointed.
I hope the suit looks fucking shit, because that means the show will be amazing.
That's actually what I was about to say. I really hope the suit looks awful.
Praying. Please, Toei, hire some shitty costume designers. Just this once.
You know that if the suit looks good, the whole fandom's just gonna be like, fuck!
Fuck! I will.
Not again!
Can you imagine if they have good suits and aesthetics and an actual good plot to go with it?
Well, it's been a little while.
It's been, Gaim's suits weren't that bad.
That bad, but when I first saw them, I was turned off immediately.
Yeah, they were a shock, but I liked them in the end.
But I mean, I think the last one that was, like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, holy shit, that looks awesome. And the show itself was awesome. Is, Double.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the O suit is, it's alright, but it didn't wow me or anything.
Double suit has a charming simplicity.
Although the O suit, where it's, the all big cats form.
Oh, La Torata?
Yeah. La Toratar.
La Toratar, the Cheetar.
That's one of my fucking favorite suits.
I love that one too.
It's also the best theme in the show.
Reminds me of Kamen Rider Beast, that one.
Yeah. I will say I haven't fucking watched O's in quite a while because I've been watching Garo.
Oh, yeah. You're sucked into another Toku.
I find it really hard to believe that the girls that come into the, like, restaurant are all about Goto and not about Oz himself.
Oh, what's Oz? AG.
Yeah. AG is, like, real-life girls are all about AG.
Yeah.
And then, like, Goto is, like, a skeleton with a fucking snaggle tooth. And they're always like, oh, the girls that come in love him.
Yeah, well, that's Kamen Rider. It's like, they hire really hot actors, but they just sort of pick and choose which ones are actually hot in the world of the show.
Yeah, like, which makes no sense. Like, all the girls should be all over all of them at all times.
Yeah, I guess. The Ghost shouldn't be able to go outside without being swarmed by college girls.
I don't know. Ghost is weird looking.
I don't think he's weird looking. I think Shin Nishime is kind of cute.
I'm sure you do. He's a weird looking fella to me. Especially when he smiles.
He's not like a manly attractive. He's like a...
A womanly attractive?
No, he's like a cute attractive.
He's like a small child.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it.
And I don't know, like, is Necrom. Makoto supposed to be attractive?
Necrom would be sworn by college girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Everywhere he went, they'd be all about
him. That guy
would
be able to go to the store.
This is Liam fantasizing about being Necrom right now.
Oh, no, that's my real life. I'm applying my real life experiences to Necrom.
Yeah, write in and tell us how much you believe that at writerclubradio@gmail.com.
At least one of you has seen my face.
Yeah, weirdly enough, huh? More news.
Okay, so we got some plot details about Ghost Movie, the 100 Icons and Ghosts Fated Moment, I think is the name?
I don't know.
100 Icons and Ghosts Moment. I don't know. So Ghost Movie details. It's Cannon's 15th birthday, so she was 14 this whole time.
What?
Yeah, she was 14. As a 14-year-old girl in a sexy nurse outfit in Ghost. If you need more reason to watch it. Like, get you that episode. I think it's 35.
Fun fact, everyone. The age of consent in most of Japan is 13.
Yeah, it depends on the prefecture you're in, but yeah, it varies.
Liam knows for sure.
I've done extensive research on this subject for academic purposes. So, yeah, Cannon's turning 15, and the sky changes color. There's a giant icon in the sky. So they surf up on a lizard, and it takes them to an alternate dimension world where...
The fucking lizard! Oh, I'd forgotten!
You remember the lizard? They go to the alternate dimension world where all the heroes of history live in a town together in harmony. And that's the plot of the movie.
What happens there? Dark Ghost shows up and he wants to kill Ghost because plot?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
We also learned that Dark Ghost has a second form... I guess.
Other than Napoleon?
Isn't he Kamen Rider Extremer?
Oh, I don't think that's Dark Ghost. Is that another one, or is that...
I don't know. I don't read Japanese.
There's a Kamen Rider character gonna be called Kamen Rider Extremer, and his suit looks pretty bad. It's very big and heavy-looking and complicated.
It does look like he's not gonna be able to move very much, but he looks like a real powerful-ass villain. Like, he's gonna be throwing spells around and shit.
He's like a dark wit. He looks like a Super Sentai villain, like a big...
He looks a hell of a lot like Genos, like, yeah. Silhouette-wise.
Yeah, I could see that. He'd be the guy sitting on the throne, being like, go fuck up those Power Rangers.
He would be Lord Zedd.
He would be Lord Zedd. So that's kind of weird. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. I thought he was, like, a secondary form for Dark Ghost, because on the page that shows his full outfit... Like, Dark Spectre is standing next to him.
Maybe he's their boss.
Maybe.
Maybe he's their boss.
I thought Dark Ghost was supposed to be, like, the big enemy.
Maybe it is Dark Ghost. Write in and tell us if it's Dark Ghost.
If you speak the language of Japanese. Write in and tell us.
The movie looks pretty lame. I'm still more excited for the Sentai movie.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, there's that. I'm interested to see who they're going to pick to hire all the history heroes, and hopefully we get to see lots of fun little scenes where, like, someone from, like, 400 BC will interact with someone from, like, 1750, and we get some funny stuff like that. It's not going to be in there. I'm giving this movie way too much credit.
It's not
going to
be in there at all.
But...
They're just going to be background characters, and every now and then they'll say something in English.
Could you imagine
America?
If they had, like, Brutus interacting with fucking, like, George Washington or something... And they
that
have
would
a
be
nice,
awesome.
That would be incredible.
But But they're not gonna.
But no, it would be the crossover.
The series is not about ghosts or historical figures. It's about pop idols.
Yeah, it's about following your dreams of singing in the Ultimate Stadium.
Which apparently exists. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't keep up. I can't keep up anymore. I'm too old.
Once you hit your mid-20s, that's it.
It's over. Your life is fucking over. remember Drive Guidance, Mock and Heart?
Yes.
We got a couple plot details and some suit pictures from that this week. Mock is going to be... Remember the daughter of the dude? That guy, he was in a movie and he was in the show a couple times. That, like, yeah, master disguise man.
Yeah. I remember.
I don't remember his name.
He had, like, dreadlocks.
Yeah. His daughter is being released from prison, and Mock falls in love with her, but then she gets implicated in a bunch of murders, and Mock is trying to clear her name. That's the plot of his. Hearts is, he gets revived way in the future, after the show is over, and new monsters are appearing, attacking the hosts of previous Roidmudes, and he gotta become Kamen Rider Heart to fight him off. But more importantly, we got some suit pictures of what it looks like when you put in the Shift Ride Crosser, and also Kamen Rider Heart with the Heart Ron. So Jeff, what did you think of those?
The Shift Ride Crosser is just like a blue colored version of the Mock Chaser Mock.
Yeah,
it looks better than regular Chaser Mock.
It looks better than the one in the show where you have to squint to even realize that it is a Chaser Mock.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than normal Chaser Mock, but it is just colored blue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine. I like the Mock suit.
It's all right.
Splash some blue on there, make it a little worse, but it's still a good suit, whatever.
The regular Mock suit is one of my favorite suits of, like, ever in Kamen Rider.
Really,
I fucking
really
love
nice
it.
Suit. It's so good.
And every change you make to it is for the worse.
It's perfect. It's like Spider-Man's suit. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
The difference is, most of the time, Spider-Man gets other suits that are really fucking good.
Yeah, like the black suit.
Yeah, Mock does not get other suits that are really fucking good. He gets shit put on top.
You know what?
Great.
I said it like a year ago, and I'll say it again today. I thought the Dead Heat suit was fine on Mock. I liked it just fine.
Fuck off.
I liked it just fine.
Go fuck yourself.
No, it wasn't as good as the base suit. I'm taking a stand.
God damn it.
It was a good suit.
You stand on top of your fucking garbage pile mountain of opinions. I hate it. But speaking of hating...
Oh, yeah. So
Kamen Rider Heart is a fucking abomination.
It's a mess.
Like, he looks like a horrible monster that, like, fucking, I don't know, like, Guyver would fight.
I guess Heart is a monster. So it's appropriate. It looks like you slap a red coat on Detritoron and put some ridiculous yellow horns on him. And
the thing is, his normal form was like intimidating.
It was scary looking, yeah.
It was intimidating is what it was.
Yeah.
I would shit my pants if this came down the fucking alleyway.
And this is your hero, Kamen Rider Heart.
Kamen Rider Heart, it's hideous, it's horrifying.
Maybe he's going to be like a dark, like an anti-hero.
No, he's not.
Okay, probably not.
Heart is not that type of guy.
Maybe.
He was an anti-hero when he wanted to kill all humans, but now he doesn't want to kill all humans. He wants to protect them from evil future Roidmudes.
From monsters. It's a pretty bad suit,
though. Hostile creatures very similar to Roidmudes is the actual wording.
So we don't have to make new suits.
It's like the type Triteron, but it has like a crotch flap and a jacket.
Yeah, if you
and a different helmet.
He's got the shoulder tire just like type Triteron. They mix mashed it. Made a new suit.
It is a kit bash.
It is a kit bash, as the term goes.
It doesn't look good at all. You can't even squint to make it look good. It's just bad.
The horns, you can't get rid of the horns in your vision.
They could have done the horns so much better. Like, do them like a ram's horns or something. Do them in any fucking... Have it go back behind his head and make the heart.
Yeah, I don't know, something
just
like that.
Just anything.
Anything, literally anything. I must say I'm excited to see another crime story come out of
Drive.
Yeah,
me too.
Mock trying to prove someone innocent, and Shinosuke's like, she's probably guilty, Mock, and Mock's like, no, I'll fucking gather the evidence. I'm excited for that.
I like them being on separate sides of an issue.
Yeah.
Like, they're still gonna be friends, and I'm sure they're gonna come to blows or whatever.
God, I hope so. Oh, fuck. That would be so cool.
They're still probably gonna come to blows, but the fact that they're just on different sides of an issue, neither of them is, like, brainwashed, neither of them is pretending to be evil.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see more of in Kamen Rider. Like, there's a lot of that in Blade, like I said when I was watching it.
Real character conflict.
And it's, this time it's an issue that you can see both sides of.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm an idiot and I believe the villain for no reason, which happens in Blade a lot.
The villain walked up to me and said, hey, what if the main character was evil? And I said, Masaka!
The villain walked up to me and said, hey, what if the main character is gonna go crazy and kill everybody? And I was like, do you have any evidence? And he was like, no. And I went, oh, but what if?
That's an interesting hypothesis.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this movie. I'm not looking forward to the Ghost movie.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going to be interesting, at least.
Although I really hope the people who made the Chaser movie aren't making this movie.
Maybe we'll get to see some tits!
Maybe the daughter of that Roid Mude will show her tits
Maybe.
In the movie.
It'll keep you going. How long is this? 40 minutes? It'll keep me going through 40 minutes.
I just don't want the camera to do, like, a 360 around a character for, like, 7 hours again.
You gotta bring your vomit bucket. To all your drive movies from here on.
They give it away at the theater. That's the presento that comes with this.
A little Kamen Rider mock face on the side. Puke right in to go.
Please deposit all puke buckets by the front door on your way out.
Kuga had an episode, a final episode, I think it was 51, where all they did was just, it's Kuga and the detective guy whose name I forget.
Ichijo
and the doctor just dicking around under an underpass and fucking with camera effects in character, and they actually aired it on TV.
Yeah.
And one of them is Kuga and Ichijo standing back to back while the camera spins around them for like a solid 2 minutes, and they're both going, wow, this shot is going on for way, way too long. Like, it reminded me of that.
I love that episode. But then someone did it for serious in the Kamen Rider Chaser movie.
Yeah, what the fuck? The best part of that is the camera goes way out in, like, a field, and Kuga and Ichijo have to run down a little hill to get it, and Ichijo just fucking dives and eats shit on the grass, and Kuga almost stops and is like, dude, are you okay? And then he picks himself up and they start running again. Like, it's just the actors dicking around. It's the funniest fucking thing ever.
Fucking the Chaser movie. The camera flings around them forever, and I'm sure the idea came from, like, the Drive movie. What was the name of that movie? The one where Kamen Rider Black's actor
Surprise.
Came by.
Surprise. Oh, Kamen Rider 3.
Yeah, Kamen Rider 3. There's a shot in Kamen Rider 3 where Kamen Rider Black's actor, whose name I can't remember.
Tetsuo Kurata?
Yeah. Tetsuo Kurata is, like, walking towards the villains or whatever, and he's wearing his all-white outfit. He looks like a huge fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera, like, goes... He's kind of far away from him walking, and it zooms from right to left in one arc.
Yeah.
Around him walking. And I'm almost certain they were like, you know what would be cooler than that? Just double it. Go all the way around.
Six times.
Six.
More rotations means
six
better.
Six was, like,
quality.
A low ball, my friend. That camera went around them, like, 24 fucking times. I hate that shot.
I love it because you hate it.
I hate it because it not only did it make me queasy having to watch it, but it's just terrible cinematography.
It's
really
like
something
lame.
A first-year college student would do in their movie.
God,
which is probably
so
who directed it.
It's so dynamic, though. Look at how the camera spins.
The guy on the camera dolly was probably like... Bruh, bruh.
They put him in one of those astronaut centrifugal machines and spins it around. Strap a camera to that, spin it around the scene.
10 out of 10 cinematography.
Next on the news, our top story tonight. They're making an icon that's both Self, Soul, and Spectre in half.
Why is it always toy news, Liam? Why is it always toy news?
I just thought this was dumb enough that it warranted. We had to look at this. Okay, so it comes with the official soundtrack for the TV show. You can get a Spectre/Ghost icon. and it looks exactly as dumb as it sounds. It's just one half is Ghost, and the other half is Spectre.
It's straight down the center, one half of their face on each side.
God, I want to see how that would look as a costume. Oh,
it looked like the fucking... Oh, shit, I forgot about the character in DC Comics that's half Batman, half Superman.
Oh, shit, I know what you're talking about,
too. I can't remember his fucking name.
Yeah, me neither.
But yeah, it'd basically be that. People are listening to this like, oh my god, comics are stupid.
Yeah, comics
That is a character from the 70s.
Yeah,
and he's not really a character. He's a monster that fights the Legion of Superheroes.
That's a shame. So yeah, you get the soundtrack. I might actually get the soundtrack for Ghost. I like the music. There's a lot of good music because it has some good songs.
When
it has a few good songs, I like. I don't know the names of any of them, but there's like the quiet songs are nice. The little background songs that play during an emotional scene. I like those.
Why?
Because they sound good.
I'm so confused.
I don't have to fucking explain myself to you.
Dear Rider Club Radio, who do you think you are? It's fucking... It's just background music. It's not good.
I like it.
It's shit. The only good music in Kamen Rider Ghost is the theme that played when Necron was being an asshole. And the remix, now that he's a good guy, is alright, I guess.
I don't even remember that theme, I'll be honest with you.
Well...
I remember the
theme. It doesn't shock me.
I remember Chase's asshole theme, and it was like, dun, 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 dun. I like that one a lot.
That's sort of like Necrom's theme, except Necrom's theme is like a dubstep version.
Ghost takes a lot of little things from Drive, doesn't it?
Like the like most the worst of the show, things. Yeah. Really.
They take a bunch of shitty little things from Drive, and then just don't do anything with them.
It's weird how little they seem to be able to utilize the secondary characters in Ghost.
Yeah, there's a Ghost Investigation Squad. Remember that?
Like, fuck that. I'm talking about Necrom and Spectre.
Oh.
Like, they were just like, what the fuck do we do with these characters? Alright, Necrom learns a new attack in Pocket Dimension for, like, two episodes. Whatever. He'll be out of the way. He'll be out of the way for it.
Yeah.
What do we do with Makoto? Ghost Makoto show up and he starts having a heart attack. Whatever.
Some young, bright-eyed intern says, what if we give Makoto his own villain? His own story to do? You know, he could have his own internal struggle. And then some higher-up producer was like, yeah, but I don't want to fucking hire a new actor, so just have it be himself.
That's your worst enemy. Nobody is a worse enemy to you than yourself, kids.
I guess, yeah. There's the deepest lessons you'll learn on Kamen Rider Ghost.
A lot of lessons in Kamen Rider Ghosts are like, don't love yourself in a weird way. Even though it's all about believing in yourself.
Your soul is definitely, definitely weaker than Thomas Edison's.
That's true.
That's true, kids.
Thomas Edison had a really strong soul. That's why he stole all his fucking patents and sent so many people to the poorhouse to die penniless. What a hero. What a fucking hero.
If I do all that shit, can I be a hero?
That's the only way to be a hero, is to make people die penniless and alone in squalor.
I'm great at that.
Learning about Liam.
Oh.
That's the subtitle of Rider Club Radio every week. Learning about Liam.
Learning more about Liam than we ever wanted. Jeff, did you see the scans for Kamen Rider Ghost and the 100 Icons?
Liam, you fucking showed it to me before we started recording. You know I've seen it.
It's you pretend like I didn't, okay? And just fucking talk to me about them.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's so good, right?
Whatever.
It's... I know I've said it before, we've already seen Napoleon, but I fucking love that Napoleon suit.
Napoleon looks pretty cool. He's got a cool jacket, and he's got a silly hat that's tilted a little bit.
I like that red cape, though, that red, like, half cape he's got.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love that.
It's a really cool look.
Yeah. There's a lot of scans, there's a lot of, like, clearer pictures of Napoleon and Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin Soul.
Dark Spectre's there, the Necroms are there, Kamen Rider Extremer is there.
What a name, right?
Extremer. It doesn't really reveal anything super new, but it's a neat bunch of scans. Take a look at it, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain level of disappointment, because it's still Dark Ghosts.
It's still Dark Ghosts.
And it's still Dark Spectre.
Can you imagine if they came back and was like, Yeah, that was a fake. We're going to have a different story entirely on this movie.
It's going to be Extremer as the villain.
It's better than Dark Ghost.
It really is. Extremer any day.
What if they introduced Kamen Rider Dark Extremer and there was just no regular Extremer? He's just Dark Extremer. Just fuck you.
As long as somebody made a joke about it, I'll be fine with that. Who was regular Extremer?
You didn't meet that guy, yeah.
If there's any suit that I absolutely fucking loathe in Kamen Rider Ghost, it's Dark Spectre.
You mean, it's not Dark Spectre, it's Dad Spectre.
It's Spectre's Pops.
I know, but what is the official name of him again? I've forgotten already.
I don't care, Liam! It's Dark Spectre, that's all that matters. It's fucking Spectre with a different colored faceplate and an extra horn put in the middle. That's it. That's the whole suit.
It's a pretty lame suit. I mean, it's good looking in that it's made out of a good suit. Spectre.
I don't know. The jacket seems so fucking cheap. I said this last time. It's not the same quality as the other jackets.
Yeah, I can see that. It's but a little
low. It just pisses me off. It's like, it's not even dunking the suit in gold paint like fucking Dark Drive. It's just the same suit with a different faceplate.
But it's purple now.
I don't give a shit!
It's all purple. He's... what the fuck is his name? It's not Dark Spectre. I don't care enough to look it up.
Enough, apparently.
I don't... No, I'm not gonna look it up. I'm just gonna try and pull it out of my brain. I think it's...
Let's spend 20 minutes on this, Liam. Go ahead.
I'm going to look it up. Fuck it.
Leave in that you're going to look it up. Don't cut that shit out and pretend like you knew.
Okay, no, I won't.
I'll tweet about it. I'll tweet, Liam didn't know the answer to that shit. He cut it out. Make himself look like he did.
Zero Spectre. His name is Zero Spectre. I knew it.
Well, that's super different than Dark Spectre.
Thank God I remembered that out of my brain.
Oh, fuck. You fucking asshole.
Okay, so the movie doesn't look very good, but here's some scans. Take a look.
Yeah, that'll be in the description, at least on our blog. I don't know what Liam does with the YouTube.
I do dark, horrible things with the YouTube, but you can check it out on the blog post.
Is that all for news, or is there more of this shit?
No, that's it for news. That's the last of my news.
Alright, thank God.
Thank God. Let's talk about Sentai.
Let's talk about Animal Sentai Juojur episode 19. Liam, what'd you think of this episode?
You know, they had a good streak. They had 18 good episodes in a row. I did not like this episode.
Yeah.
I gotta say, this is the first one I didn't like.
It's not that I didn't like... I would have liked this episode if it was, like, 5 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was so condensed. Like, I tweeted the other day. If you don't follow our Twitter, it's at Rider Club Radio.
Mm.
I tweeted the other day, in quotes, I've heard that Juo the World is going to be a bad guy for a really long time, signed, some fucking idiot. And that fucking idiot was me. Like, I feel ashamed for ever having said that, because he was a villain for 3, count them 3, episodes.
And his redemption is really lame.
It really is. It's really just lame. Like, you don't want to kill us because reasons.
It's bad. Aren't you tired of being bad?
And he's like, man, I sure am.
I sure am.
I'm a good guy now. Fuck all these... it might be that this is a plot.
Oh, wouldn't that be so good?
That would be fucking sick if this was like a plot that like Genis was like, I'm infiltrating, kill him from the inside or whatever.
I've seen some scans. It's not a plot.
It sucks, man. I wanted him to be a villain for at least a while.
I wanted him to be, like, at least take it to episode 30, 25, maybe?
Not 19. Not 3 episodes.
Yeah. The thing is, man. It's like, I would have liked this episode a lot more if he said, please don't be evil. Yamato grabs him and says, please don't fucking kill us. But the world is just too inundated in these mind control coins to do it, and like keep showing, have one last scene at the end where more mind control, just show that he's fucked and you can't save him, and then when they figure out how to, it'll be a lot more like cathartic, a lot more satisfying.
Yeah,
but instead he's like, please be a good guy, and he's like, oh, I'll break out of the fucking mind control, I guess.
It's so weak. I wanted Juo the World to stay around for a long time, not just because I think having a sixth ranger be a villain for a long period of time is a good storytelling technique for Sentai, Because, I mean, Jew Ranger has Barai, who's a villain, for most of his runtime, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out really well, especially because of his relationship with Geki. You know, they're being brothers and all. Like, Geki had a real solid reason for wanting to turn him into a good guy. And it took him a long time. And Yamato has no solid reason for wanting to turn him into a good guy, and it takes one episode.
Yeah. I was comparing it to Burai in my head as well. It was, there's a very good scene where Burai and Geki come to... They come to a head, they fight in a field, Geki beats him, and he refuses, even though the five dinosaur god is telling him, you have to kill Burai, you gotta kill Burai.
Yeah, Geki's like, God himself is looking down from the sky as five dinosaurs and saying, kill this man!
And Geki says, no, I won't do it.
He's my brother.
And Burai is so touched by this that he becomes a good guy, and that's a good
character.
That's
a good reason to become a good guy. His whole reason was to get revenge on Geki because of something that Geki's dad did. That's it. And then when Geki turned out to be... Yeah, when he proved himself, Burai was like, wow, my revenge is pointless. I'll become a good guy.
That makes sense.
The world had none of that.
The world has no arc. It was just, he's really bad, and then in the space of a few lines, he turns good.
It sucked. I hate to say that, too, because I fucking love Juojer.
But you're right, it sucked.
I hate to say it. It's like, what I wanted to continue happening is, like, Genis is like, I'm gonna send the world down, and, like, Azald or somebody was like, no, this is my game.
Oh, and this is written by the main writer for Juojer, by the way. This is the head writer.
Well, Genis is like, you know, like, oh, well, if you don't want my player to be part of your game, that's fine. They could have done that when they didn't want to have him show up constantly. That's fine. But, and... What I was really looking forward to, and would have been the perfect way to reintroduce him, is to have, like, Jew of the World beating the hell out of everybody, and then, like, the Eagle Juman flies in and rescues them. Oh. And you get to see some of his cool fight scenes and shit.
Yeah.
And then it could be a great way to reintroduce him to the plot, because it's been a while since we've even talked about that character.
It's been a few weeks, yeah, since we've seen Jew, or the Eagle Man.
Yeah. I think I would have preferred the Eagle Man to be Jew of the World at this point.
He has a bit more history, yeah.
He does, and I mean, he would have a reason to fight the crew as well. They're trying to find him for information he doesn't want to share, and he hates the Jew world, the Juman world.
So it's they were taking it in the right direction for a little bit. Remember the episode I said I liked a lot was when they all admit that they're fucking terrified of Jew of the World.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
She has trouble eating and all that. And it's like, okay, he's a horrifying villain. He's going to be a big threat. But they neutralize the threat so quickly and unceremoniously, it sort of ruins it.
Like I said, 5 episodes. That would have been a good space, like 5 plus the 3 we already got. Like 5 episodes of him trying to break through to him. That's the minimum I would have accepted.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead it took 1 episode. He's like, I want to make him a good guy. And then at the end of the episode, he does make him a good guy.
Yeah, that's kind of horseshit. So hasty.
I will say this. We complain about people being like, man, Takeru's the best. Takeru has infinite potential. Takeru is the greatest guy. We should all aspire to be like Takeru when he's like a bland fucking one-note-ass plot-device-heavy piece of shit that does nothing.
Yeah.
In this episode of Juojer, everybody's like, man, Yamato's like the best guy. Everybody should aspire to be more like Yamato. He's great. He's fucking proved that.
Yeah,
the
Yamato
whole show.
Earned it. He earned it.
He
like
really
him.
Is great. He tries his hardest to like help everyone. And he's very good-hearted and charismatic and helpful. And it's completely fucking different than how bland-ass Takeru is, and everybody says it. It doesn't feel forced.
Yeah, with Takeru, it feels like they're fighting to get you to like him.
Yeah.
With Yamato, it doesn't really feel like that. They already did it with me. They've got me in.
I love these characters a lot. Like, they're really great characters. It sucks to see a bad episode descend upon them, but I guess it was inevitable.
Yeah, you can't have a series that's all good, I suppose.
There has to be at least a few dark spots in everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's all I really have to say about the episode, is that it's a disappointment on a lot of levels.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I've never felt so guilty saying that an episode of a show was bad.
You think we'd be used to it by now, but...
Yeah, well, I don't like Ghost. That's the difference.
It's a sad thing.
Hopefully it can, like, win me back next episode.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. He says he's not going to join the team yet, but I still think it could have gone a little longer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Like, the only way that it could redeem itself 100% and make this episode worth it is if it does turn out to be a trick.
Yeah.
Which it probably won't.
I don't think it will be, but unless the scans are lying.
Scans never lie. Dude, they tell the truth 100% every time.
If they played that long game and lied in the scans, oh my god.
That would be amazing, but...
Great, but...
Scans are 100% spoilers.
Yeah.
It's always true.
They always spoil shit in the scans, yeah.
Which is why I tend to avoid them until this show happened, and Liam shows them to me by force every time.
Because scans are news, okay?
Of course they're about ghosts, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, TV Coon scans are news.
I don't give a shit.
Okay. That's
it for... That's all I have to say about Juwoju.
Want to talk about Amazon's 12?
Yeah, let's talk about Amazon's 12.
Good God, we're so close to the end of Amazon's.
Yeah, one more episode, one more week, and we'll be able to tell you our full... fucking review of Amazon's, which we might save.
Episode 13 is out right now.
Yeah, I had to fight not to watch it.
Ghost dropped real late this week because Overtime was dealing with some shit, I think. And during that whole time, I was chewing my tongue off trying not to download and watch the last episode of Amazon because I wanted to wait until after this.
The fucking cliffhanger at the end of 12
oh my god,
I need to see the next episode, and it's just sitting there.
So they activate Tlaloc in this episode. They finally get around to it because Jin forces them to, and it's
Jin
raining.
Jin is like a psychopath, straight up. He's just like, he's in the office. He's like, I want to fucking murder everyone. I don't care who it is, including myself.
But like, he still has a good reason for it. He's not. I don't see him as a total psychopath. Because
no,
like
he wants to get rid of the Amazons because no matter how innocent they are now,
they're always going to turn.
Yeah, as Haruka is learning, they're always going to turn.
And it was perfect. That was so perfect that they did it with Makoto, because I feel like they were setting it up from the very beginning of not Makoto, Mamoru.
Mamoru. I was like, shit, Spectre was in this episode?
That's some crossover. That's the crossover movie this summer. So Mamoru is in this show, and he's like this perfect, good-hearted, awesome dude. And of course, in episode 12, he turns, he eats a dude's arm. It drives home the fact that really, no matter how good you are, you're fucked if you're
an
Amazon.
That was genuinely like some horror movie shit. There was like so much like emotion in that scene when the sniper guy comes and finds like Jokey Man with his arm cut off.
Yeah.
And Mamoru is eating his arm, and he's just repeating, it's just a snack, over and over again. And, like, the guy is, like, screaming and crying with his arm off, and, like, he stops the sniper guy from killing him, even, because it's still Mamoru.
It's not his fault, I guess.
And then Mamoru transforms back, and in the way that it was, like, shot, the lighting, the, like, low angle, the blood all over his mouth and face and hands... It was like something out of a legit terrifying horror movie. Like something like a David Lynchian, almost.
Yeah.
And he's like screaming, what did I do? And he runs off. And that one shot was like the like most emotionally charged shot in the entire series. I loved it.
I never thought I would love Mamoru as much as I do, but they handled his character arc fucking perfectly.
Yeah.
In these last few episodes.
In any other show, he would have been the most annoying motherfucker that ever lived.
Yeah.
But it's through the other characters' attachments to him that you realize how important of a character he is.
Yeah, and how it hits you all the much harder when he turns. And they're running. It's really sudden, too. They're running down a hallway, and he says, hey, hey, hey. And that's it. It's like, whoa.
He's saying, like, I need to eat.
Yeah.
I need a snack. And he's like, oh, we're in busy. Fine. He gives him a hamburger, and he opens it, smells it, throws it to the side.
I can't eat this shit anymore.
And he starts following him, and he says, but wait, I'm hungry. And then he just fucking transforms and attacks him.
Yeah.
Or he's already transformed.
He's already transformed. They're rushing him away from Tlaloc, so he doesn't get, you know, melted. You were telling me... couple weeks ago that you didn't think they were going to be able to wrap this story up in the few episodes they have left.
Well, it looks like they are.
Yeah, they're really bringing it to a head. There's a bit at the end where little sister, not little sister, is like, hey, fucking Haruka, I have this armband. You put it on it, and we'll take you back to the base, and it'll keep you safe so you don't die. And Haruka's like, nope, sorry, gotta stop Moru. And he runs off. So it's like, I guess he's sacrificing himself. Jin is sacrificing himself. I think all the Amazons might be dead at the end of this next episode.
Well, what about Amazon Season 2?
I don't fucking know what that's going to be about. Well, I mean, to watch it's 13.
It's like the old man said, there will always be survivors.
Yeah, I guess that's the setup. There's always going
to
be a few left.
Haruka might live. He's a third type of Amazon. It could be that he's completely immune to this shit.
That could be.
Because, I mean, there is a scene in the preview where he's facing down against Jin, and he looks perfectly fine, and Jin's fucking face is melting off.
Yeah, it's true.
While he's screaming Amazon.
Yeah. God damn, I want to watch episode 13 so fucking bad.
You can watch it after this.
Shit. Everyone's watching me like, you fucking idiots, I already know what happens. Yeah, I know Haruka survives or something like that. Shit.
Hopefully people are watching along with us. Otherwise, this whole fucking discussion is people are just going to be like, wow, they're so wrong. What a couple of idiots.
I'm going to predict that Mamoru is going to do a triple backflip and fly away on a jetpack away from the clouds so he doesn't get rained on. That's my prediction for episode 13.
Sounds fucking awesome.
Awesome. Fucking amazing.
10 out of 10 writing. This whole episode was so fucking charged. It's like it's at 10 almost the whole episode.
It's so good. I love Jin throughout the whole episode is great. He like you said, he starts going a little crazy with it. He forces them to activate Talog, and then he just runs out in the rain and starts punching Amazons left, right, and center. Fucking fight me, you assholes, while he's getting burned by the rain.
There's a really great moment as well where he's talking to Nanaha.
Yeah, Nanaha.
And he's like, I guess you'll have to go to the hot springs alone. And they just stare at each other for a few minutes, and then a single tear runs out of her eye. And her expression never changes.
I kind of wish they had done a couple more scenes with those two. I really like their relationship.
Yeah, I do too. And she says it's probably for the best.
Yeah.
And he gives this, like, smile, this sort of, like, defeated smile. And that was a really great scene. It was almost no dialogue for the most part.
Yeah, Amazon's is a fucking level above.
It really
is. A lot of other Kamen Rider series.
If I wasn't watching Amazon's, I would still hate Ghost, but I would probably have less to nitpick about Ghosts.
Yeah, I guess watching them side by side is like poison for Ghost.
It really is. It's like one time I was reading, I read To Kill a Mockingbird for the first time.
Yeah.
And right afterwards, I started trying to read The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, God.
And it was like, it was exactly like going from Amazons to Ghost. It was going from, like, this high level to, like, this shit meant for tiny children.
It's a damn
shame. Nothing against The Chronicles of Narnia. I'm sure it's great. I couldn't go from reading on an adult level to reading on a child's level just immediately like that.
It's a damn shame.
And that's Amazons and Ghost. In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yeah.
I really want to watch Amazon's 13. I probably will after this is over.
Yeah, I'm probably going to check it out too. But that's Amazon's 12. I fucking loved it.
I did too. This fucking Amazon's is great.
Oh, it's going to be over.
I'm sure we're probably going to do like a retrospective, like a spoiler cast or something.
Yeah, definitely. About Amazon's. Do one of those, yeah.
We need to stop doing spoiler casts about something we've been talking about like right before it.
Yeah.
For like weeks.
Oh well.
Whatever.
Jeff, do we have any emails?
As a matter of fact, we do.
Oh good, let's hear them.
Our first email is from James. He says, hey guys, still loving the podcast. So my question this week is, what is your favorite base upgrade one mid-season upgrades and final forms for Double Through Ghost? That's like six questions.
Post-decade, wow. Let's pick one from each. And like one base.
Yeah, what's your favorite base from Double Through Ghost? Base suit.
I don't want to say Ghost, but Ghost's got a pretty good one.
That's true.
Don't want to say Ghost. I'm racking my brain.
Just say Ghost.
I like Ghost base suit a lot.
It's just a suit.
It's so
double
cool.
Is mine.
That's good. What about one third season upgrade?
The 1/3 season upgrade is always not that great.
It's only Gaim onwards that has the 1/3 season upgrade. Yeah. I like Jinba Lemon.
Yeah, I guess I would have to choose that if I chose any.
Really
what
neat.
What was Ghost's one
boost? It was Boost was 1/3, and then Grateful was mid. And
I'd have to choose Jinba Lemon.
Jinba Lemon is really great.
It's all right. I mean, it's really clunky.
It looks hard to move around in, but I like the whole like raiment sort of look it has, the big vest.
Mid-season upgrade is super simple for me. It's fucking Kachidoki.
Oh yeah. Gaim twice. Yeah, Kachidoki is fucking sick though.
Kachidoki is sick.
I can't lean away from Kachidoki. And what about Final?
Final form is tougher.
They're all so bad. Trideron, I guess.
I'm
gonna say Trideron.
I'm going to have to dip my toe into the shit pool that's Ghost as well and say that I actually really like Infinite Soul.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a really nice-looking suit.
I mean, it's a good-looking suit, but better than Trideron?
Ah, that is tough. I like Trideron. I feel like Trideron was too red. I feel like I said that.
It is. The front half of it is really red.
Yeah, I think that was my problem. It was, like, a little too red. There's, like, not enough to break up the color in the front.
Yeah.
So I guess I will go... I don't know, man. It's tough.
It's tough. It's a tough one.
Because, yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. If my choices are lined up from Double through Ghost, it's going to have to be Infinite.
Yeah. Final forms are slim pickings for good ones.
So, thank you for writing in, James.
Thank you.
I'm sure we answered at least one of your questions.
What's next?
Our next email is from Opshi. Been a long time.
Hey, I remember.
Opshi says, hello, after a long time, guys. I was having internet troubles and sadly missed many episodes of yours.
Well, you can go back and watch them anytime.
But I see you've decided to include Super Sentai as well. Great addition. I'm curious to know why this decision. Yeah, you probably explained everything in previous episodes, but it'll take a long time for me to catch up with those.
Georgia is good.
Yeah, it was like a experiment sort of thing. It was the first series that started... while we were doing Rider Club Radio.
Yeah.
I think.
Did Ninja?
Ninja started, but...
I think Ninja started, but it sucked.
It did. And we saw it sucked from, like, right near the beginning, so we didn't jump on it. But Juojer started, or was going to start, and it was just an idea that one of us came up with. I don't remember who.
Yeah, me neither.
To just test it out and see how long it takes us to drop the series. That was the idea to begin with. And it seems like the whole series is going to be how long it takes us, because it's really good, except this episode.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple reason, but that's it. We started watching it, and we really liked it. So here it is.
But now that you're also covering Sentai, should the podcast name only be Rider Club Radio?
Yes, goddammit.
We're branded at this point. We can't change the name.
Yeah, it's too late.
Rider Club Radio is kind of a clunky-ass name. It made sense to begin with, but now it's, like, it's whatever.
It's half alliterative. It's nice. I like it.
It's all right. I probably would have chose something different if I would have known the circumstances that were to follow, but whatever.
We're a Kamen Rider podcast, first and foremost.
Yeah, we mostly focus on Kamen Rider. Like, you'll notice if you listen to the episodes that you've missed that... our Kamen Rider section tends to be a lot longer than the section we talk about Juojer.
Yeah, Juojer's a bit of a sidebar.
Question time. Huh. I should do some Sentai ones. One, what is your Sentai dream team of six Rangers?
Oh, God.
That is a tough question.
I haven't watched that much Sentai.
He hasn't watched six series.
I've watched three Sentai series. I'm not a Sentai fan. Fuck me.
The Juojers.
I want Vol Eagle. I want Dan from Jew Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I want Tusk from Juojer. And I don't know, two of the Go-Ongers, I suppose. I haven't seen that season.
You could have the Go-On Wings.
Yeah, just the Go-On Wings. Just throw them in there. That's my dream. My dream five.
My Sentai dream team would be Geki from Jew Ranger.
Oh.
Vol Eagle.
Oh, of course Vol Eagle. You gotta have Vol Eagle.
Yamato.
Is this all reds?
The Red Ranger from Geki Ranger. And the Red Ranger from Bokenger.
Okay, but...
I need a sixth one.
Which Vol Eagle?
Akka Red.
Akka Red. Okay, which Vol Eagle?
Or Akka Ranger. Fuck Akka Red. Akka Ranger will be the leader.
Yeah, Akka Red is that weird
Yeah, I was trying to pick a sixth that was red, but no. I'm going to have Akarenger be the leader.
Which Voleagle, Ryusuke or the second one that did the kendo?
It has to be Ryusuke.
Okay. Yeah, Owashi is the better one, yeah. Ryusuke Owashi.
It has to be him. It sucks that he was a singer and decided to fuck off.
It's so abrupt in the show, too. Yeah. This dude just comes in a helicopter and he's like, yeah, I'm going to be the new...
I'm the new Voleagle. The other guy fucked off.
Ryusuke's going to work for NASA. See ya.
Okay. Who do you think is the best sixth ranger?
Again, my options are so limited. Buraya, I guess. I really like
Buraya. Buraya is a great sixth ranger. His whole plot. He's a great template.
It's beautiful.
To follow. I am going to have to go with Gokai Silver.
Oh.
Nobody brings the hype like Gokai Silver.
He's a big fan. I've seen bits and pieces of him. He's like a big Sentai fanboy, yeah.
He's a huge fanboy, and he also, like, hams it up harder than anyone ever has. And he's got, like, his vehicle is like a giant drill.
Oh, is it? I haven't seen that.
Yeah. He's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know, pretty common and lame questions, but my brain isn't working. Well, thanks for writing in, Oshi. Those were not common or lame questions. We've never gotten Sentai questions before, knowledge.
People don't ask Sentai, yeah.
So, if anybody wants to ask us Sentai-related questions, you can write in at Rider Club, to RiderClubRadio@gmail.com.
There you go. Or you can tweet us at Rider Club Radio.
Yeah, at Rider Club Radio is where we do most of our business.
A lot of our stupid tweets, the stupid brain farts come from there.
There's a ton of jokes that we do. We always retweet funny shit that our followers tweet at us and advertise for fucking Kaiju Big Battle lately, really.
I guess, yeah.
If Ian's listening to this, I watched Kaiju Big Battle on Monster Network. It's like a web TV network kind of thing. Which is cool. I guess I'm advertising for that now.
we've completely sold out.
I'm not even getting money is the shitty part.
We've volunteered out.
If Ian is listening to this, I really enjoyed seeing Metal Wing Black, which is Ian's character.
Oh yeah.
Like the last thing that they showed was his character's introduction. And it was the hypest thing about the whole show.
I didn't catch it. I should see that.
The funny thing is, they're just showing his introduction on the Monster Network or whatever, but he told us he's about to switch characters because he's played that character for so long.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Well. But, whatever.
Maybe it'll be a plot line.
That's not writer-related at all.
It'll be a plot line, I'm sure.
Oh, I did find out that there is a Kamen Rider in Kaiju Big Battle.
Well, of course.
Like, a really low-rent Kamen Rider. It's great.
That's funny.
That's probably the last I'll mention Kaiju Big Battle, though. So send in those Kaiju bucks.
We'll take that check, please.
Put them in my account. I think that's all we have to say about Kamen Rider and shit that's absolutely not related to Kamen Rider for this week.
Okay, well, you know where to find us.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
See you.